Grandma's Gift by Talene Smith, based on a true story. Look up the following scriptures: John chapter 15, verse 12, Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 2. Which one of these scriptures do you think fits this story best? Is frankincense a type of money? Rose asked as Grandma handed her a stack of napkins. Grandma chuckled. No, frankincense is a very expensive perfume. Rose picked up the basket of forks and followed Grandma to the family room. Then why did the wise men give it to baby Jesus? Rose asked. Because it was a very precious gift, Grandma said. Rose helped Grandma set the table for the Christmas party. So, Grandma, what gift would you give to Jesus? I don't know, Grandma said with a smile, but I do know we have a house full of hungry people. Grandma hurried off to finish getting dinner ready. At Grandma's Christmas party every year, Rose had fun playing with her cousins and listening to everyone tell stories. Rose ate dinner next to her cousin Beth and her new baby. Beth told Rose how Grandma used to help with the new babies in the hospital's nursery. Later, Rose heard Aunt Julie ask her cousin Tim what quilt Grandma had given him when he got married. They told Rose how Grandma spent hours making beautiful quilts for her grandchildren's wedding presents. While Rose watched her dad play dominoes, she listened to stories about when Grandma was Relief Society president in her ward. Grandma often took dinner to people who were sick. Rose sat next to Grandpa while she ate her apple pie. He told her that he and Grandma had gone to the temple every Tuesday for 25 years. They had done temple work for so many people that Grandpa had lost count of them all. Rose jumped up from the table and ran to find Grandma. Rose patted her hand and said, "I know what gift you give to Jesus." "Oh, what is that?" Grandma asked. Rose threw her arms around Grandma's neck. "You give the gift of love." Sidebar: Our Heavenly Father gave His Son. The Son of God gave His life. We are asked by them to give our lives in their divine service. President Thomas S. Monson, Becoming Our Best Selves, Ensign, April 2006, page 5. End of the story, Grandma's Gift by Talene Smith.